This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
It's the Social Soundbite, helping you stay on brand with the latest social media news, trends, and tips. Here's Nick Westergaard.
Jerry.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I almost forgot to turn up your microphone, but I'm a professional.
I know. I do like my mic on.
It is good.
I demand very little in my rigorous talent contract to be here most Wednesdays, but I do like a microphone on.
What is brand now in your world?
Oh, going right in there. That is, of course, the title of my book that comes out. It's just 2 weeks now, I guess.
Are you nervous? Are you scared?
It's gonna happen. It's hard to be scared of something that will just, Amazon will just start shipping copies out. So, it is on the truck, as they say.
Solid. What are we talking about in the world of branding, social media? What's happening?
Well, actually, it reminds me a little bit something that I see in the news of a point that I make in a few different ways in the book. I talk a lot about transparency, why it's important for brands to be authentic. Siegel and Gale's chief strategy officer, David Sreri, said in an interview that I quote in the book today, "If you lie, you die." It used to be that companies, like, say, cigarette companies, could be knowingly unhealthy and could just kind of advertise their way over it. The famous More Doctors Smoke Camels ads.
Low tar.
Exactly, exactly. Good for the T-zone. All of those wonderful junk science ads that they ran. But you can't do that these days. And I think there's a great reminder of that this week in the news when we see what's happened around the Starbucks brand with some of the arrests that not very justified, per se, arrests of people of color in their stores. And, you know, I've been watching this because Starbucks is a great big brand with a pretty big footprint. And I would say that their responses have been a step in the right direction. First of all, their CEO jumped in right away and said, "We will fix this." So I think, you know, like many things, the first step is acknowledging that you have a problem. And then yesterday they announced that they would be closing their 8,000 company-owned stores. So they don't have franchisees out there. There are 8,000 company-owned stores on May 29th to do some employee training around inclusion, issues of race, and other important topics. So I think that is a big, bold move. And, you know, obviously it's not a panacea, some simple switch that you throw, but I think that when you consider a business like that, basically saying we're going to shut off the money spigots for a day because employee training is more important, I think that really means something.
Agreed.
And Starbucks has done this before. There was a sort of a quality issue about I'd say 5 to 8 years ago, when Howard Schultz had moved up to being chairman and was not actively CEO. And there were a lot of reports of burned coffee, bad coffee. So he reassumed the role of CEO and did this same thing then, shut down all of the shops for a day of employee training.
Nick Westergaard, do you know how comfortable I am with you? And I actually like talking to you every Wednesday during the social.
I don't know if I feel safe right now.
Social soundbite. I felt comfortable enough with you right at this moment to pick a raspberry seed out of my teeth, and you didn't flinch one bit.
We have that kind of relationship.
I love you. Say hi to Megan for me. How do we reach you if we wanted to find out more information about social media, business branding? What say you?
Check out nickwestergaard.com. That's Westergaard with two A's.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.